From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Live from the NPR studios at Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are news, information, and Beagle Central. He's number one. I'm Allison Stewart.
Hey, and I'm Rachel Martin. It's Wednesday, February 13th, 2008.
I'm so happy. My baby boy won.
Ooh, no. And I have to admit, I was not a big fan of the dog show, all the hubbub. And now, this morning, we were watching clips of that dog show, and I was totally won over by the cute factor.
The fever is on. And for you folks who aren't plugged into this, we've been following the dog show. I've been following the dog show and talking about it incessantly.
We.
At the Westminster Dog Show, this beagle, unbelievably cute. I'm going to go out and say unbelievably talented. Uno is his name. Won the whole shebang. Best in show. First time a beagle has ever won.
Dun, 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 dun.
Let's listen to him.
You are absolutely superb. Beautiful lineup. Thank you very much. May I have the beagle?
Yes. The beagle!
And the crowd goes wild. Madison Square Garden.
I cannot believe how loud people were cheering.
Standing ovation.
A standing ovation for Uno the Beagle. I'm just telling you.
And you would have been there.
Dreams do happen. Yeah, I was saying this is the first year in a really long time I actually haven't gone to the dog show. But that's what TiVo is for.
Yeah.
Coming up on this show, this hour, we're going to talk to a local anchorman in North Carolina quitting his big-time anchor job in a major city. He's going to become a Baptist minister full-time. It's the story of one man's midlife calling. We'll be checking in with him from his church in just a little bit.
And we're also going to ride the rails. Well, we're not going to, but we're going to talk to someone who did it a lot, William Volman. He's the author of the book Riding Toward Everywhere. It's a book about his adventures hopping freight trains, and I talked with him yesterday. We'll hear that coming up.
And, okay, when you go to your office today, think about it, really. How clean is your office? Your desk?
Not.
Are there piles of paper?
Yes.
Coffee in the cups kind of old?
Yeah.
Food left on the counter?
No.
That's a good thing. That sounds like a normal Wednesday for you. Then Jared Sandberg from the Wall Street Journal, a friend of the Bryant Park Project, will join us with a cubicle culture check-in on the state of office cleanliness. We'll also get the headlines in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.
Clean sweeps all around Barack Obama and John McCain. Each won all three of their party's primaries yesterday.
Voter turnout was near record levels. Senator Obama beat Senator Clinton in Maryland with 59% of the vote, in Virginia with 64% of the vote, and in D.C. with 75%.
Obama's taken every Democratic contest since Super Tuesday, eight of them, if you include the Virgin Islands. He addressed supporters last night and turned his attention to Republican frontrunner McCain.
We honor his service, but his priorities don't address the real problems of the American people because they are bound to the failed policies of the past. George Bush won't be on the ballot this November.
Obama might be gaining momentum, but the Democratic delegate count remains nearly tied. Hillary Clinton was in Texas last night campaigning ahead of that state's March 4th primary.
If we work together, if we fight together, we will take back America and we will make history together. Thank you all and God bless you.
On the Republican side, John McCain topped his closest competitor, Mike Huckabee, 50% to 41% in Virginia, 55% to 29% in Maryland, and 68% to 17% in D.C. But exit polls in Virginia showed that McCain is still struggling to win over conservatives. They voted for Huckabee, 51% to 35%.
McCain had this to say last night after his victories.
I don't seek the presidency on the presumption that history has anointed me to save my country in its hour of need. I seek the presidency with the humility of a man who cannot forget that my country saved me.
Up next, Wisconsin voters in both parties will go to the polls Tuesday, as will Democrats in Hawaii.
Aloha, everybody. That's the BPP's big story. And let's get some more of today's headlines.